The reason I'm wearing this is because I spilt gravy down my t-shirt. So, unfortunately, that's the
What did you
cottage pie.
have?
I had a cottage
Oh,
pie,
cottage
didn't
pie.
I? Bit of cottage
Fair,
pie,
fair.
gravy all down me.
Love a bit of
Not the
gravy.
one.
You know what? I can't believe it's like March and we're still having like winter warmer dinners.
Well, it was sunny leaving work today. Sunny, I thought summer's here.
Sunny, bright, but it's freezing.
I know.
Blistering cold.
Yeah, it's so cold here. I mean, what is it?
Excuse me, we haven't introduced yet, darling.
Oh, sorry.
You keep it zip.
I bet, hang on, Sean, where from your neck of the woods, you would say Baltic, would you not?
Absolutely Baltic.
There you go, you
Mind your business.
see.
Well, look, we've ruined the surprise. Should we kick off with episode two of CBB?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, here we go then. Bally and special guest Sean Times.
Keeping Sean
my
Times, the
warm.
meme extraordinaire. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good. Happy the big brother's back.
Yeah, it's stunning, isn't it?
What was your reaction to Sharon Osbourne literally being the first person in the house yesterday?
I actually thought they might have saved her to like the end. Like usually they'd be like open with someone big and then it would be like end with someone big. But no, they just shoved her right in there.
I
Straight
mean,
on
they
it.
ended with someone quite big. Fern Britton, I keep calling her Fern Cotton. Fern Britton is like a big personality and it was like a big booking, I feel. I don't think people are taking it as seriously as we should.
This series is going to
True.
be a romp for stars of mid-noughties television. You know, you got Fern Britton, Sharon, Louis.
Honestly, right, because people are saying, oh, it's boring, it's boring. I was like, this is giving.
Yeah.
This series, the casting, the bookings, it's giving.
All
I
you
love
need
it.
now is Reggie Yates and Noel Edmonds, and you've got the full set. Do you know what I mean?
But episode two, like we saw the reaction now. Sharon and Louis have met the housemates. I'm Louis, man, throwing Sharon under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, straight away, I think Louis is going to cause a little bit of trouble in the house. Very entitled, very, no, get off. That's my bed. You look like a pop star. Everyone's going to know you.
Is very like uncompromising, isn't he? It's
Yeah.
like, yeah. I've got the double bed. And it's like, yeah, but it's meant to be for two people, you nutter.
I kind of like
He's
it,
hoping
though.
someone's going to join him. He's probably hoping Jedward are coming in.
No, I feel like we should all take some advice from Louis. Like, if we're walking into a situation, why don't we just take what we can get from it? Maybe that's me being really selfish, but maybe we should all learn a little bit from Louis. Go in, demand what you
Hashtag
want.
be more Louis.
Yeah,
Hashtag be
maybe
more
that's,
Louis.
you know, maybe we're just like, we're all getting, you know, our knickers in a knot with Louis's behavior because we just wish we could be more Louis.
It's true. And
Same.
you know what? He's an older gentleman. He's had his life. If he wants a double bed, give him a double bed.
Yeah, he's quite.
Sharon's got her own bloody room.
I know.
That'll be Ekin-Su on the floor then on the speaking of
Curled up like a
Ekin-Su, she
dog.
is.
Ekin-Su is doing the round. She's got about four besties already. She's playing the game.
Straight
And I'm
away
not
helping
mad.
Sharon. She's straight in there helping. I'll tell you what, Sharon. Let me get those suitcases to your room, and then they ended up, you know, stuck in the store cupboard. Nothing. Ekin.
No. So Ekin's been, she's gone for Louis, bestie. She's gone
Yeah.
for Sharon, bestie. Gone for Fern, bestie. It's like Nikita, bestie. Bradley, bestie. What's going on here? Look,
Going for
she knows
every
what she's doing.
demographic.
She knows what she's doing. But you know what? She is coming across really lovely. Like, I've not seen a bad word said against her on socials at the moment. I actually, this is the first show I've watched with her in properly. I've seen a bit on Live Island, seen bits of her on Dancing on Ice. We won't mention that. But yeah, I love her.
Yeah, this is my first introduction to Ekin-Su, and she just seems like a nice lady.
She is lovely.
Yeah.
Now, I am, as everyone knows, a self-certified ITV hun, so I love a bit of Love Island. And Ekin-Su works best when there's people against her. So what I'm going to need is someone over the next couple of days is to start taking a bit of a dislike, a bit of a disdain to Ekin-Su, because you'll see her at her most bitchy and fiery, and that is where
Oh.
she makes great telly. Great
Do you
telly.
think,
That's what I want. because I don't know if it was like editing on Big Brother's part, but when Louis was going for the bed, we saw two people who weren't best pleased, and that was Fern and Ekin-Su. Do you think Ekin and Louis could have a bit of a drama?
I think Louis is going to have a drama with everyone in that house. I'm going to say Kim Woodburn Energy could have an argument in a room on their own.
Yeah, I could totally be like, oh, right, we're down to our last, like, four tea bags, guys. Like, we really can't be. And he's like, really, I'll always have a cup of tea.
Yeah, like, exactly. Just do what you want, Louis. I love it. I really do love it. Someone that is really rubbing me up at the minute, I'm going to be honest, let's rip the Band-Aid off straight away, Gary.
Yes, I hate, not, I, not hate, but... Why would, it felt like the Gary Show for the first half, in the sense that, but, like, the first half did feel like the Gary Show, and I was just like, you're not main character energy, stop.
Look, I'm not going to be, I'm just going to say it, he's not a celebrity.
No.
What are you doing there? I reckon they got down, I think the ITV people who were booking got down to the last 250 quid and were like, yeah, go on then. You know, like that game that you see on Twitter when it's like, you got $500, which pop queens are you booking for your stage? And I feel like he was at the bottom of, oh, we've got like 25 quid left. Let's book him. No point.
What's the point? He, I don't like the talk about the Royals already. I feel like this has been a total cash grab for him. And I just don't even want to waste my time speaking about him. That's awful. I've got nothing.
I hope he goes on
Friday. Stupid bird noise
as
well. What's that about?
Honestly, like, he's looking to get some merch out of that. No one gives a damn.
Yeah, he has gone into that thinking, I am going to try and do something that's going to catch on and the nation's going to love. And he's totally misread the situation. No one is going to get on board with that.
Look, Colonel Sanders, Kakor, all you want is chicken we want from you, darling.
Come on, darling.
Yeah, I kind of hope that's the end of, like, the royal chat. Like, I hope they've just, like, right, we'll get in early, and that's that.
They're getting all the headlines out of the way. Chat, trying to get all the headlines out there. Get people watching the show.
I think the royal chat is going to spark off, like, 20 different headlines tomorrow. But you know what I'm waiting for? If we're talking headlines... If I was in there, I would get Fern Britton cozied up with a nice copper. So, you've been through it over the last 10 years, haven't you, darling? Tell me everything.
I know who's going to do that. My prediction. Ekin,
I think it's going to be Ekin.
Well, I already predicted that ZZ and Louis Walsh were going to fall out. That came true. And they had a bit of a crossword. I think that it will be Louis Walsh. I think Louis's going to have a sit down with Fern. Fern's going to do Kate Garraway. And what Kate Garraway did in the jungle was literally present her way through it and interview everyone like she was on some kind of jungle version of Good Morning Britain. And now I think Fern is going to be sat on that sofa, up in that like mezzanine level, on a cross legs with a cuppa, inviting one up at a time. Louis's going to come up. And that's where it begins.
I need to talk about Fern Britton because I need her. And I don't mean this in a weird way, but I just want her to be my auntie. After this show ends, I feel we have to do all we can to interview her, become besties. If we're not exchanging Christmas cards in 10 months' time, we failed.
You're trying to get her the Gadio Pride Awards next year. That's what you're trying to do.
I want to send her the this bunch of like shortbread biscuits, a lovely card, and maybe a bottle of wine. But like, have a lovely Christmas, Bab. You deserve it. That's my dream. So, and it's going to be in the nicest writing ever.
I know that we said yesterday that who our winner predictions were in top three. I think Fern is going to win it. I think she's going to get the Colleen Nolan effect. Sorry to mention that name. I know that.
No,
I can see you both.
Look, you wash your mouth out right now.
Colleen won.
No, I know what he means, though. Like, obviously, personality-wise, very different. But hopefully the same trajectory. Because
I love her.
I feel like she was done so dirty over the last, like, however long it was, 15 years. And she's been deprived of Fern Britton because she's been kind of, like, scurried away to, like, not very good TV shows. I mean, she's got, like, her books and stuff that she's very successful with, but we deserve more Fern.
She's going to go far, she's going to be a loose woman.
No, you know what we haven't had in this country for a while. I think the last few that I remember are Lily Allen
Prime
and
Minister.
Charlotte Church. But we haven't had
Prime
a female nighttime chat show host. Fern Britton, bring it on. A cozy sofa,
Bally. No. That's like the equivalent of a Farley's Rusk chat show. No one needs Fern Britton late at night. Fern needs to be on loose women.
No. I want a late night chat show, but deep, meaningful conversations on a Sunday night. Life Story style. Oh, no. Please.
It'll be like Ovaltine. You don't need that. No one needs that. Sorry.
As the elder of this podcast, I need it. Okay.
No, I see like her being the new Paul O'Grady, you know, daytime show, just like cozy biscuits.
Okay, I can deal with that.
What is the? Am I watching a different show here? What's going on? I mean, I'm all for Fern Britton, the renaissance of Fern Britton. Like, stick her on the one show.
Not Fern Britton going on tour with Beyonce.
Yeah.
The renaissance.
Oh, that's cottoning on. That is darling.
Oh, Fern cottoning on. And so, yeah, so that's...
Fern Cotton? It's Fern Britton, darling.
Enough. But I think she's going to do really, really well. People that I want to see less of, who are you... gravitating towards people you just don't want to see on the screen.
Okay, I know you said it yesterday, Brett. I know you said it. And I, look, I'm not saying that they're a horrible person or I don't like them, but I just need a little bit less of David. Just a little less. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm gonna.
No, I like David.
I like him. I don't want to get my words crossed. I do like him, but just. Yeah,
I think he's very aware that he's in the Big Brother house. I mean, could we honestly say that if us three went into the Big Brother house, we would behave any differently as
super fans I think of the show? I think that's why I've got an issue, because I think he reminds me of me. And he's giving the Jenkin effect. And I think in about 2 days, he's just going to really quieten down. And I'm like, if you keep this level up, fair enough. But I don't think he will. And I think he's, like you said, very aware that he's in the house, very aware that he's switched on. And I'm like, will it last? Because it's going to get exhausting for us and for him.
I think if he was
like a middle-aged woman or a drag queen, we'd be eating it up. Like, I think everyone would.
I think that one person that isn't going to tolerate it for much longer is Sharon Osbourne. I think we can see it in her eyes, the realisation that she is supremely more famous than anyone else that's in that house, including Louis Walsh. And they're all fangirling over her because she is at such another level of fame that even the celebrities that are in that house just can't quite believe that Sharon Osbourne's there. And I think it was the lady from Real Housewives was just kind of like chatting on about like hair dye and stuff. And Sharon was just like,
yeah, like she was talking about her, like, oh, when I was a little girl watching the Osbournes, and Sharon was like, right, okay.
Wait, did you see that someone went and did like the math on Twitter and they were like, well, actually, the first episode of The Osbournes aired on this day and you were 30 years old. So why are you trying to hammer off that you were a child?
Not this.
No.
How old is the housewife?
I don't know. She must be like...
She's not 50.
She wasn't 30. It must be 20 at least. She wasn't a child though. She was like...
Yeah.
Well, when was The Osbournes? That was like the 90s, wasn't it?
No, I think it was like early 2000s.
She's 51.
No.
Yeah, so the tweet was by...
Yeah, Osbournes was like 20 years ago. Like, Spider Skills was 30.
Lauren claiming she was a little girl when she watched The Osbournes, when she would have actually been 30. This is like rewriting history since Ben Johns.
Oh, wow. We need to speak to her about that. Definitely need to get on to her about that. Okay, so predictions for the week ahead. We know that Sharon's going to be leaving shortly. What do you foresee her storyline being over the next week? And do we think Louis is going to stay beyond Sharon's exit? Well, he probably wants the money, so yeah. But
I think he's making like really strong connections with Ekin-Su, and I do feel them being like besties soon. So I think once Sharon leaves, he'll have like a new comfort blanket. So I think it'll be fine.
Sean, what about you?
I'm hoping that we're going to get a real play with power dynamics. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like Sharon's really holding back here. I think she's very aware that she could come across a certain way. And we kind of need to, like, break that facade so that we get the messy Sharon Osbourne that we want.
Yeah, we want the chaos. I want them cancelled by this time tomorrow. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I mean, that is going to give us the drama we need from a Big Brother episode.
And the sense that
Sharon's only got a few days left, so they're going to have to squeeze as much as they can from her. So
because 4 seconds of her calling Simon an oddball is just not going to cut it for me. Yeah, I need to know how he's an oddball.
What's really going to squeeze the best out of Sharon is if they give like something like the Big Wigs Challenge.
Yeah.
And Sharon is up in that little bit with two other people that is going to just give the best conversation ever.
Yeah, agreed. It needs a daily task. For the next three episodes, we need Sharon Osbourne doing a daily task, like doing something completely ridiculous. Let's get our money's worth.
Is that her name?
ZZ, yeah.
Yeah, I think she'll be the one to sort of like maybe rub Sharon Lee up the wrong way.
If it was the Big Wigs task, who would you have as the three Big Wigs? Suze, I'll ask you. Sharon, sorry.
Maybe the people that are nominated, because like they've obviously got a point to prove. I think obviously David and ZZ are quite entertaining already. I think Gary's obviously the weaker link, but I think they would start it up.
I think for me, it's not necessarily about the big wigs, because there was different roles in that task. The three that I would have on the shop floor working would be Sharon, Louis, and maybe someone like Gary. And watching their reaction to be bossed around by someone that was on Magaluf Weekender about 86 years ago. That, for me, is just... You couldn't write it.
All right, speaking of the housemates, is there anyone that you think would have given more by now, but they haven't? Because I'm looking at Bradley.
I think Bradley, we're going to see a lot more of as the series goes on. I think people are going to really like him. He's got the big Heartstopper following. He's got the Jordan Henry support. So I think he's in it for the long haul. I think we're going to have a week of Sharon and Louis drama. And I think when Sharon leaves, I think Louis might then pipe down a little bit more, and you'll start seeing some of the quieter characters come through, which I actually think will provide some of the nicer moments towards the end. That is my prediction. Yeah. I think it's going to be a slightly nicer Celebrity Big Brother that we've come to know in years gone by.
Well, on tonight's episode, we are going to find out who has the killer nomination. We do know now, but we won't spoil it in case you don't want to know. So watch tonight's episode and we'll give you the full reaction to that on tonight's show. Well, tomorrow morning show.
When's it happening, Bally? I don't know. What time are we recording this? What's going on?
It's very awkward to kind of tell you what time it is, what day is it. Look, I don't know.
It is day two of Celebrity Big Brother. It is Tuesday the 5th of March at the time of recording, 22:41. I'm knackered.
You are ruining the magic of podcasting. You are Louis Walsh. You are Louis Walsh. Meme extraordinaire, Sean Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. Right, we'll be back tomorrow at 7:30. Get us wherever you get your pods. Bye.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Well, that was chaotic.
Yes, it was.
A little bit. Not you just
yawning all the way through it.
Look, Suze, this is the magic of podcasting, darling. You're yawning again.
I'm really tired.
Can you wake, am I?
I think I could be... What was that woman on Shameless that fell asleep in the washing machine? That's me.
I've never seen
that. Is it narcolepsy? That's the one where you like fall asleep.
Yeah. That's what Mr. Bean had in that Rat Race film.
All right, then. I think, I need to go to bed. See you tomorrow.
I'm
for
breakfast.
No.